Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning once again. Good morning. You're listening to Life Coaching with Dr. Jason Rogers Sr. Good morning, good morning, good morning, your spiritual advisor. Good morning today. We had a great time yesterday. It was a very wonderful time. And we was just having a very creative day. Amen. Dealing with some of the things or some of the people when they cannot hold themselves accountable for their actions. So yesterday we were talking about choosing to live a grace-filling life. Today we are talking about words have the power to change our lives. You ever heard of speaking something into existence? Many folks don't believe that's true, but you need to pay strict attention on how you manifest things in your life. Sometimes we put stumbling blocks in front of us just by speaking them in action. And we wonder why we cannot get out of our own way, because we're putting so many different bumps and bruises and obstacles in our way. Amen. Now, I would like you to know a word has the power to change your life. Words can also destroy someone's career, put someone behind bars, accuse someone of things they haven't done. That's why the Bible speaks of a tongue is the only thing that cannot be trained. The tongue. About that for a moment. That the word has the power to change your life. If you think about it, it is a world-shaking, moving, vibrating statement that you speak some words and your life can go from a positive into a negative and from a negative into a positive. It can change your life in a matter of seconds. For more than a decade, technology has brought words into our lives more than ever before. No longer are words just what we hear, what we write, or even what we read. They have become what we create. Think about that. They have become what we create. How many times in your life, just because you didn't like anyone, or you have an issue with that person, you lied on them, got a bunch of other folks to talk bad about that person. And that person can be so innocent. Now you got the whole neighborhood thinking that she may be sleeping with everybody around town. And now her name gone from being such an innocent name to they start calling her whore and slut, a prostitute, a lady of the night. It was a guy, midnight cowboy, a stud, and all these disrespectful names. And this person's trying to grow up to be a good steward, to make success out of her life. But somebody put a stigmatism just because you decided that what you saw you didn't like, or that person wasn't part of the in crowd that you prefer to be part of. See, our tongue and the words that we create can damage somebody so bad. And we, and how we interact with the world around about the things that comes out. See, words change our relationship. It changed our demeanor and our entire system of belief. Word can even change our business. That's why so many businesses ask for your opinion. That's why they do so much research, because they want to know what kind of information is floating out there in a university world. They want to know what people are saying about their business out or walking among the people. See, owners, business owners, no matter what they tell you, they care about folks bad-mouthing their business. They care about what you say about them. They care about if folks talk bad about their business. They care about if you don't come back to their business. See, word changes the direction of people's lives. It changes every time you turn around, whether it's good or bad. It can be a positive and propels you up. And it can be a negative and brings you down. You have to be careful about the way you perceive yourself around folks. You know, being a planet or not being a planet makes a major difference. Just as words say like, I love you or I hate you, has major different meanings behind them. Words have a powerful and undeniable, overwhelming influence on us for good and bad times. I want you to think for a moment how words has changed your life. I want you to think for a moment how words has changed your life. Take a moment and don't say a word. Think about whether it was good words or whether it was bad words. I want you to think about the transition you had to go through. Some of these words cost you a job. Some of these words cost you a relationship. So many words took these people alive. That's the negative part about it. But also those same words also propel you up to greatness. Those same words rebuild a broken person. Those same words educated you that you can hear and see. Those same words praise the Lord who brought you into this world. Amen. You know, not a single day goes by when we fail to interact and create relationship with words. And one of the famous places that you can look at words, and we use it every day when we're on a computer, it's Google. Google is a company with a focus on classifying and organizing words. It is a very simple focus to be better than any other entity at organizing words. Now, they may say that Organized information includes documents. They may say it includes video, phones and photos, maps and so forth. But at the core of all these things that they separate into categories, they are all words. A document may have many words, but they are always organized in a theme. And a theme can generally be focused to a sentence or title, and a title to a primary subject or words. The same goes for the videos. The same goes for the photos. Same goes for the maps and many, many more. Now think about it. If you was a doctor in a doctor's office and you are told you have cancer, that single word, cancer, just changed your life and the lives of everyone close to you. Clearly, you just listen to what your doctor said. But then you go to a place you know you can get a lot of help. You search. You may do this when you get home to your computer or your tablet or immediately on your mobile phone. But nevertheless, you begin to create and interact with the words by typing a few words in the search bar. What is counsel? What kind of counsel treatment can I take? Is there a cure for counsel? And then you may search how many people survive this counsel. And then counsel comes in many forms. So perhaps you search is more specific. You may say, what is triple negative breast counsel? Triple negative breast cancer treatment. And as you type, the words interact with you and provide answers to your questions. And as a result, you'll learn a clinical trial as a treatment option. So you again leverage the interaction with words. Clinical trial for the triple negative breast cancer. And you find a powerful option that gives you another word, hope. Oh, no, now. Hope. And then and their words and our relationship to them cross over into something that changes our lives once again, sometimes twice in the same day. Then we go back to the word that we remember. That word was hope. And we think about hope, and right now we have counsel. And we look forward to that hope. And then we start looking, I know what hope is. And in hope, there's some other words in there. There's one of the words is faith. You ain't tried all the treatment that they have to give. Turn ourselves into that word that we saw, hope. And then we saw faith. And we have given up on everything in life. We know many people who have failed and gone on. And they say the doctor may tell you that your chances of living may be less than a year. And then you down and then you out and then you crying and you worrying. See how powerful words change your life. Something you didn't want to hear. Sometimes we just give up and we don't want to do anything because many of us think, because he said we got cancer. Many people hear that word and they say, I'm surely going to die. But you understand, you see how words has the power to change your life. Instead of us being able to overcome what we think is a death sentence, We let it devour us, chew us up. We let it tear us apart. Instead of taking those words of cancer and bringing the word of hope and faith out, and we start to believe in alternative methods. I'm moving on. Don't never give up, because words have a tendency of changing the way that we live from day to day. Words in our life can make us the best of the best. So if anyone tells you, how that little thing go when we was young, sticks and stones may break my bones. Then it goes on to say that words will never hurt me. That's not necessarily true. Sticks and stones may break your physical bones. Absolutely correct. It may hurt you very bad, sticks and stones, physically. But words have a notion of destroying you mentally. And sometimes we need help from people who are able to get you over that hump. Many of you turn to God and ask God to intercede on your prognosis. That's where faith comes into. Hope, faith. And then we start to get encouraged about the miracle that God has done in our lives. How many times they He brought us from a long way. How many obstacles that he got us over. And we remember that the power of the word of Jesus changes things. We remember that the power within inside of us changes things. We got to start to get other folks around us that speak motivation, that speak determination. We got to get people around us that want us to do good. Before they can want us to do good, guess what? You got to do good all by yourself. You got to have the willingness to break free of the shackles on your feet. You got to be able to withstand the harsh time sometimes. You can't always sit down, woe is me, with your hands in your face and your tears dripping down, and you're just giving up on life. Words has a tendency to draw us and to prepare us for greater things in our life. You must choose the direction of your life. You must choose the willingness that you want to do. I know this goes back a long way, but back in the day, you know, it used to tell you that if you didn't work, you didn't eat. You had to make a choice in your life. The words were simple. If you didn't work, you didn't eat. Well, no questions about it. If you wanted to feed your family, if you wanted to eat, you had to get off your butt and go out there and work and provide for you and your family. You had a choice, because if you didn't, you or your family starved to death. And the decisions in our life now today is that we need to make decisions that's for the greater part of our life. Like I said once again, surround yourself around some people who are going to lift you up when you're down, who's going to motivate you when you want to get motivated, and who's going to push you when you don't feel like it. They don't care how mad you get. They don't care how much crying you do. Get you some people who are going to do this for you. Because words speaks kindness. It speaks gentleness. It speaks love. And speaking of love, let me go back for a minute. And I spoke about this. The words, I love you. Words. Let me say them again. The words, I love you. See what I just said? You're right. They're just words without action. One more time. I love you. They're just words. And many of you use that just like I just said it, with no feeling, no heartbeat, and no desire to do better. I love you means nothing without sincere action in it. I don't mean saying what you're going to do. Action is what you're doing. Many people plan on what they're going to do, and they never do it. They plan on how they're going to get there, but they never go. They tell you that they're going to fix, but that chair has been broken for 20 years. They tell you that they're going to paint the house, but there's so much smudges on the house, on the wall, you don't even really know what color it is. They tell you they're going to cut the grass. You can't even see the porch through the grass. You're scared to go outside of the house, because there's so much grass up there, you don't know if you have a house or you're in the jungle. See, these are words that they speak on. But it doesn't mean nothing without power. It doesn't mean nothing without action. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? We can no longer just speak the words because they are words. We got to follow behind the words. We can't let words take control of our life. We got to put action in our life to go beyond what other folks say that they are. Like I said, many people pray for answers and understanding from the Lord when they don't understand things. But if you think for 1 minute that words cannot and will not change a person, you really, truly need to think again. It can break you down. It can have you losing everything in your life. See, there are some well-off folks in our life. that when something goes wrong in their life, speak of financial. And I said this earlier in my show, they'd rather take their life than folks find out what they did. There are people out here who commit crimes, and they're all fine and well about it when they're doing it. But when people find out, and when people start to label them for who they are, instead of face jail time, instead of face the public, instead of face their friends, their co-workers, their family, they'd rather take their own life. Because they can't and they won't be able to handle the stigmatism that's attached to those words. They know from day in and day out their life has changed forevermore. So I say to you, my dear viewers and listeners, start believing that words has the power to change you. Get help. Get understanding. Get prayer. People care about what other folks say to them. Trust me and believe that. You will not see all these companies with reviews. You will not see all these companies with customer satisfaction comments. Because no one want their lives, their person, their business to go down a drain for a misunderstanding of what's going on. No one wants to see any of that stuff happening. No one does. But as we finish up today, remember this, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, family members, friends, neighbors, whoever can hear the sounds of my voice, words have a dramatic effect. I'm sorry about that. Throat dry. On what we know and how we interact with people and the decisions we ultimately make. Remember, words power to change our life. Tell a friend to tune in tomorrow, 9:30. Life Coaching with Dr. Jason Rogers Sr. And let's walk through our lives together. Let's see what we have and what we're going through for one another. Let's making things come through because we can. Until next time, keep a smile on your face.